What brings me to Washington is a program of re-engagement with various institutions of the United States. You know that after the 2018 election, everyone adopted a wait-and-see attitude. But there are new developments that we would like to engage everyone. It's not just the United States, but I think we need a global reach in order to inform and tell the Zimbabwean story that it's not over until it is over. The crisis in Zimbabwe needs global attention once more because of the deteriorating situation.
You want to tell the Zimbabwe story. Your party has said you're not going to take part in elections. What story are you trying to tell now?
Well, the question is that in 2013, there was an election which was conducted without the necessary electoral reforms. The outcome has been a dispute. It has caused political paralysis, political stalemate in the country. The positive contribution for the GNU years have been wiped out because of this dispute. So we are saying that going into another election without the necessary electoral reform will just produce the very same conflictual positions that will not take the country forward. So we need those reforms, and that's the story we are talking about. We need electoral reforms. We need to create an environment in which elections have a meaning, not just for the sake of going through an exercise.
It seems that recently now there's been some kind of lessening of the sanction tension on Zimbabwe. What's your view on that?
Well, we have all agreed. When I was prime minister, we went around the world, United States, Europe, everywhere to say the sanctions regime, which was largely a targeted tribal ban, was not helping the country and was not having the necessary effect. Because when you put in a sanctions regime, you are supposed to be creating incentives for good behavior. And Mugabe was committing violence against his own people, committing atrocities. And that's what we wanted to condemn. Unfortunately, at the end, no one has listened to the fact that the sanctions regime must be removed, if there are any, including travel bans.
The European Union has moved or is moving towards, based on what I'm reading, that they're moving towards easing sanctions on Zimbabwe. The United States still maintains its sanction. What do you think the United States should do?
Well, there are two approaches. The United States maintain a hardline position. The Europeans have relaxed it. But they have said that the travel ban will still retain on the president and his wife. But everyone else has been removed. So as far as I'm concerned, sanctions must never be used as an excuse for the failure of policy and failure of economic and political policy in the country. And that's why for us, removing these things will actually create conditions where ZANU-PF has no excuse whatsoever.